This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Remember a time when horror movies actually didn't have that many people being killed before the so-called slasher genre took off? This would have been the late 70s, early 80s would have included films like Last House on the Left, the Amityville Horror, even The Exorcism, but really Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and Halloween, which these movies became mined much later for sequels, and in an effort to keep the public interested, the sequels kind of one-up themselves on over-the-top kills, which eventually gave birth to this sort of Saw genre, where the only thing interesting about the movies was the degree of difficulty and the amount of special effect blood and gore that came from the killer. There wasn't much tension, there wasn't much fear, but if you watch the early ones, the Friday the 13th, the Halloween, which include the creation story, so to speak, of the serial killers, you have a lot more tension. They were dominated by ambient noise, synthesizer music. A lot of times John Carpenter was involved and he did his own music for the films as well. Think The Thing, think Halloween. Here, Adam Weingart, director, takes complete control of the film. In every frame, he's got the guy from Downton Abbey, the British guy, and he's playing an American accent, Dan Stevens, and he shows up at the door of a mother of a soldier who's been killed, and he's playing on the anxieties. This is a film about the horror of loss of war and really the horror of losing a child and how to deal with that loss. And there's a great scene set up where a guy at a party says, "Hey, we support you," knowing that he's a war veteran from Iraq and Afghanistan, and he kind of says back, "How do you support me?" And there's this uncomfortable, like, "Are you going to sign up for the army?" And the guy who's smoking pot at the time doesn't really know how to respond to him, and the audience is kind of waiting uncomfortably. And the whole film is full of that. You're not really sure what is going on with this guy who's shown up, and that's the tension. And you're in capable hands here, much like the early 70s and 80s. Wes Cravens and John Carpenter, you don't know where you're going, but you know that you're going there very, very pointedly. You never feel like there's a misstep. There's camp, but it's camp on purpose. There's raised eyebrows, there's music, there's synthesizer, and there's a fingerprint of a horror master at work here.